The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State is off this weekend before visiting Indiana on September 22nd. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
We'll go to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Noah Trister with Associated Press.
Yeah, hi, Coach. The last couple of years in the Big Ten champion was left out of the playoff in part because they had a loss early in the season during the non-conference, and obviously you guys are coming off a loss now as well. I'm curious, how do you sort of evaluate and view the risks and rewards of playing a game like you guys have played in the past with you know, making trips to Arizona State, making trips to Oregon, and that nature?
Well, I just line them up and play, you know, to be honest with you. And I do think if you win those games, as was the case in some of these situations before with other teams or us, you have a greater opportunity ahead of you. Obviously, if you lose, I do think that the Oregon game, if you know, as I remember in 2014, we were playing pretty well and probably would have made the playoffs had we beaten Ohio State that year.
Yeah,
we didn't. So we lost two. I think two is the magic number probably for most people, not one.
So having said that, then, what's your team's sort of attitude now that the margin of error has been reduced, and how do you keep guys, you know?
Well, our goals, first of all, are always to and I told our football team yesterday, our goals are always to compete for a championship in November, a Big Ten championship. And to do that, you need to play well in September and October and get in the game. So that you're in a, you know, basically a four-game playoff type situation as you go through November, get to the championship game, win that, and then think about things beyond that. Because the main focus has to be what can we do right now, and you know that goal is very, very off in the distance. And I think you have to focus on the present to be able to accomplish those big goals.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Chris Salier with Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Mark, I wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit on the complexities of having Rocky Lombardi as a backup punter. I mean, it's obviously a unique situation to have a quarterback in that role. You've dealt with it before with Tyler, but how is it different with Rocky right now?
Well, you know, I think he still needs to get the reps as a quarterback, and he needs to spend some other time during practice, working as a punter. So, you know, we'll have to orchestrate the practice accordingly, and I think he's an outstanding athlete, and he's punted, and he has a strong leg. So, you know, he just needs to needs to work out a little bit more and probably be coached a little bit more in it because I think he punts with raw power right now. But I do think he has the ability to do it, and we're going to find out a little bit more as we move forward. But I like his attitude and his competitiveness, and then he also gives you a guy back there that is a quarterback, so he understands pressure.
Thanks, Mark.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Adam Wittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hi, Mark. I'm doing a story on what happens when a head coach rejoins a team after, you know, various absences or whatever is going on. I was just curious, when you look back to your situation back in 2010, I know you were around the team, but when you got back to full duties, what was that like as far as transition, just anything that you had to do or the players had to adjust to you being fully back with the team?
Well, I'd been around them a little bit, you know, and I was gone for 2 weeks. And as I remember, I was down there the Friday after and then around them a little bit the previous week. So as I rejoined, I sort of had my, I guess, finger on the pulse of our football team. So when I came back, I just sort of transitioned back gradually, and you know, wasn't a difficult situation for us.
Was there anything that you had to just kind of address with the staff or the players, you know, or was it just basically sliding into what they'd already been doing, just the things that you hadn't been around for those 2 weeks?
No, Don Treadwell did a tremendous job, and acting in that position in my 2 weeks, and really throughout that time there was constant communication with me as to you know, sort of what was going on a day-to-day basis.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
In order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, we have one last question.
Okay.
Your next question comes from Chris Solier with Detroit Free Press.
Yeah, Mark, I just wanted to pick your brain real quick on what you saw in those over-the-middle routes with the linebackers and safeties. Where's the breakdown, do you think, right now in the pass coverage?
Well, we got we got beat on more outside type routes, and then the running back got loose on us a little bit. That was probably their biggest thing as far as the things over the middle. There's RPOs and play action things that draw our backers up in third down situations that, we didn't play accordingly, properly. So there was some MAs, misassignments on those. Should have been a guy back there.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.